Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of Adhan. An Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal إذا سمعتم النداء فقولوا كما يقول المؤذن متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you hear the call to Salah, in other words when you hear the Adhan, then repeat the words of the Mu'azzin. We explained this in detail yesterday, that how a person should answer or repeat the words of the Mu'azzin, that he should wait for the pauses, and in the pauses then he should say the words that the Mu'azzin has said. And even if a person had realized later on that he needs to reply to the Adhan, there is no harm. He starts from the beginning of the Adhan, and he continues, even though the Mu'azzin has already gone halfway or three-quarter way through with the Adhan. The other thing we explained is that when the Muazzin says Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah, Hayya ala al-falah, then person should say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim, and sometimes he should say Hayya ala salah, and he should also say Hayya ala al-falah, because there's two riwayats. Some say you say it in this manner, and some say you say La hawla wa la quwwa. And we explain that when a person is repeating those words, then he addresses his nafs, that oh my nafs, you move and you go towards Salah. Oh my nafs, you go towards success. In other words, you're not saying it like how he's saying the other words, repeating what the Muazzin is saying, but here he's addressing himself, that I should be going towards Salah. And the person says the words La hawla wa la quwwa, just to recap what we said yesterday, that there's no power, there's no might, there's no power to stay away from any type of gunas. There's no might, there's no strength to do any good deeds, except with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even my going to the masjid also is with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith that we just did, Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you hear the call to the Adhan, then repeat the words of the Mu'adhin. There's one discussion that takes place here. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَقُولُوا كَمَا يَقُولُ الْمُؤَذِّنِ, that you say like how the Mu'adhin has said. This qulu in Arabic is known as amr. Amr is something that is used to al-amru lil-wujub, to show that something is necessary, something is wajib. It's a command. You do like this. So the father is telling the son, you do this. What he's saying, this is commanding the child. So if this is a command that is addressed towards us, is it now wajib for us to answer the adhan? In other words, what words the muadzin are saying, is it wajib? So one jamaat of the Hanafiya, they take this view that it is wajib. That when Muazzin is saying these words, it is wajib for you to answer the Muazzin. In other words, repeat the words that he's saying. Allama Shami rahmatullahi, after doing some tahqeeq and research, he explains that there are two types of answering. فَقُولُوا يَا, there's two type of commands. One is a person gives amali jawab. In other words, a person is answering with his actions, and one is qawli jawab. One is his answering with his words. So here, as far as the words are concerned, in other words, he's repeating the words of the Adhan. This is known as a qawli jawab. So this is sunnah. This is sunnah. It is preferable. A person should do it. He should repeat the words of the Adhan. But as far as the amali jawab, as far as the physical actions of replying to that call of that Adhan of the Muazzin is saying, Hayya ala salah. Now to reply to that call physically, that is wajib. So he draws a distinction between an amali jawab and a qawli jawab. So here we realize this replying to the adhan and physically coming to the masjid is something that is necessary, not something that we should ignore. And yesterday we also explained the fadilat of answering the adhan and the importance of making the dua after the adhan, such an easy thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never asked us any favor. He did so much for us, but never ever asked us for any favor. On one instance, it is mentioned in the hadith that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that you do this for me, that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants me this wasila, this special position. So therefore, if we can't do that one thing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking us, then how weak and how far we have gone from the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So therefore, we make it a point that we answer the adhan also, and we don't ever forget reading the dua after the adhan. Inshallah, as we are going on, we'll see the various duas that they are there, that the person should read after the adhan. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.